Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. My name is Deacon Louis Zemlich. I'm a Catholic deacon here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and my parishes are St. John Bosco in Mattawan, St. Margaret Mary in Marcellus, and I'm at St. Mary's in Pawpaw as well. Part of the time, we're all part of that group of parishes there here in Van Buren in Kalamazoo County. But I wanted to... really an important scriptures that we're reading this weekend, leading up to this feast of Christ the King, Christ, King of the Universe. And it's quite fitting with all the, you know, elections and all these things going on in our country and throughout the world, too. People being elected to office and things like that. But it really gives us a reflection on who we call as the true king, right? So I just want us to think about that a little bit in our minds before we start reading these readings. Who do we focus on as our king, as our true king in our lives? Is it a political party? Is it our job? Is it... something that we're addicted to. Maybe it's alcohol or drugs has become our king. See, and when you make other things your king, you can become enslaved by that. You lose your own life. You lose your own self. You become totally devoted to this organization or this person, and that is not what God has planned for us. So we have some beautiful readings today, and we'll go right into those. But if you'd like to listen to other things about Catholic radio or the Catholic Church, or you're interested in the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org, as well as holyfamilyradio.net. And then there's Catholic radio in the area, which is 91.5 in Kalamazoo FM and 89.7 in the Battle Creek area. And that also comes in really well, the east side of Kalamazoo. And then AM 1140 in Grand Rapids. And so we're going to start with these readings, which is the feast of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. Our first reading is from 2 Samuel 5, 1 through 3. In those days, all the tribes of Israel came to David in Hebron and said, "Here we are, your bone and your flesh. In days past, when Saul was our king, it was you who led the Israelites out and brought them back. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel, and shall be commander of Israel.' When all the elders of Israel came to David in Hebron, King David made an agreement with them there before the Lord, and they anointed him king of Israel." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading today is from Colossians 1, 12 through 20. "Brothers and sisters, let us give thanks to the Father, who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. He delivered us from power and of darkness, and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him we were created, all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of the cross. Through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Very rich scripture there, and we'll go back to all these and kind of recap on these, on what the church is teaching us on these, and how the Lord's speaking to us today. So now we're going to read the gospel. The gospel is from Luke 23, 35 through 43. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself. If he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So just an amazing scripture. And it's kind of interesting that we find ourselves going from King David to the real king of the universe. You know, we have this earthly King David who did some good things, but he did some bad things too, right? Because he was just a human being, just flesh and blood, like you and me, right? We could all make mistakes. But the true king is Jesus Christ. And so the second reading here from, in case you didn't write that down, let's go over those really quick. So that's our reading today. The Old Testament reading is 2 Samuel 5, 1 through 3, and then Colossians 1, 12 through 20. And, you know, we've got about 20 lines of scripture here, and the church has 16 different areas inside the catechism to look at on what these scriptures mean. I just want to kind of recap those so that we see the direction that the church is pointing us in, see the direction that, you know, Christ is calling us. And it's quite ironic, isn't it? Because here we're talking about Christ the King, but what are we talking about? We're talking about Good Friday. We're talking about the crucifixion. See? Dying to ourselves, but also knowing full well that we're all going to be judged someday. See? We're all going to be judged someday. So we have to be very careful what we do. We have to be careful who we vote for. We have to be careful who we hang out with. We have to be careful how we respond negatively or positively when our candidate wins, right? So am I merciful? Okay, so if my candidate wins, am I merciful to my neighbor, my brother or sister, and saying to them, you know, sorry, you know, in a nice way, you know, or am I so Am I so addicted to the political fervor that I lose sight of Christ? Because my brothers and sisters, when we lose sight of Christ, we are truly lost. Truly lost. Blinded by rage, blinded by anger. On either side, we become totally lost. You know, there's a thing this with anger. You know, some people think, you know, it's just drugs or alcohol or those type of things. But violence is a drug. Okay? There's our brain chemistry changes. We kind of go into this total blackout of rage, of anger, and that building up inside of us. This is not the answer, my friends. This is really a source of the evil one, you know, drawing us away from Christ, drawing us away, and really making even war within our families. And we have to think about that this week too. You know, coming up here into Thanksgiving, many of us are going to be, if we're not already, at families and friends' houses. Am I going to conduct myself like Jesus Christ? Am I going to become, you know, and we're called to do that. We're called to die to ourselves, right? To try to reconcile somewhat this world. And we're going to go into that when we look at the gospel. But that's what Christ is calling us to do. To come join him on that cross. To come and join him to reconcile this world. To draw things to the center. To re-center ourselves. To not be on the left or to be on the right. Or to be this way or that way. Or I'm in this group or that group. That's not freedom, my friends. That's prison. That's prison. And that is not living. That's death. Okay? So we do not rejoice over our enemies. We do not rejoice over this or that. But we have a calmness about ourselves. We calm ourselves and we recenter ourselves in the love of Jesus Christ. And we follow him as our king. He is our king and our only king. And not just the king of America, but the king of the universe. The universe. Not just the world, but of the universe. And how much different the world would be, would it not be, my brothers and sisters? How much different it would be. You know, many of us, sometimes many of us who don't believe in God at all, blame God. Well, what these scriptures are telling us is we need to look in the mirror. We are made in the image and likeness of God. Am I sacrificial? Do I sacrifice myself? Sacrifice my own ego, my own pride, my own sinfulness? For the betterment of my neighbor? Or am I just selfish and self-serving? We have many millionaires and billionaires too within this country and within this world. And they try to shape things. They pay people. They pay people even to protest. And I even say to the people who protest, if somebody is giving you money to do things like that, you are selling your soul to the devil himself. By doing things for money, things that you wouldn't do, things that you know in your heart you wouldn't do, but you're doing it because they give you money. Same thing is with any politicians, any line of work that we're in, where it compromises our morals. It compromises the Holy Spirit that's within us. So God tells us in a very certain way to look at ourselves, to look within ourselves, to reflect upon ourselves. Do I practice this sacrificial love? Do I have the courage, you know, or is it all that I want to do is just to beat up the other person, just to tear the other person down? Because they're a child of God too. They're also made in the image and likeness of God. See? But we don't, you know, we get that feeling of superiority, right? When we think, well, you know, I have this project or I have that project and mine is the most important thing. No. Christ is the most important thing. Not your little project. Okay? But Christ. And so let us look at this. Let me just quickly read all of these from this second from Colossians, from 1 Colossians. All the things that the church teaches on this. And that is that our whole family should be baptized in Christ. Children are also in need of that baptism. Now, there's many, you know, there's some traditions today that you don't need to do that. While the church has taught it for 2,000 years that families do need it, entire families, and Scripture points to it too, that entire families need baptism, need redemption. Look at our world today. We think we know best. We do not. We are spoiled, rotten children. We are children without a true king. We follow these earthly kings that we have made up. That's what we follow. And sometimes even pastors or clerics or imams, we follow them instead of following the true God, instead of following Jesus Christ. And I ask you, my brothers and sisters, to challenge you. I challenge you with that. Cry out to Jesus. Jesus, tell me the truth. If you have the courage to do that. Because it does take courage. Because the answer that you will get back will be change. Christ will tell you, you need to change. You need to change. You need to change your attitude. You need to open up your heart. You need to open up your mind. So further in this reading in Colossians, that redemption comes through the blood of the cross. That redemption comes through the forgiveness of sins. That there is a prayer of praise. That there is a radiance of God's stamp in his human nature and upon us. That same stamp is upon us. That we need this personal relationship not only with Jesus, but also with this invisible God. This invisible God, but this Jesus who is also made in our very likeness. See? Man and woman, our faces. Look at our faces. We're all the same, but we're all different. Right? It's so beautiful. But just to focus on that, you know, if not a word was said one way or another, you know, and we need to really focus on this when we go to our homes, when we go to visit this Thanksgiving. Am I willing to change? Am I willing to handle my brother or sister, my mother, my father, my aunt or my uncle a little bit differently? You know, you can talk about politics and religion. I encourage it, but do it with love. If you cannot do it with love, don't say anything. As our words of our mothers have always taught us, right? If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. Well, so it's very true. It's very true. And if it's the same rhetoric, the same stuff that comes out of the TV, you know, that all they're doing is selling advertising, all the networks, that's what they do. Get us all in a big stir just to sell advertising. Just for what? For money. And unfortunately, my brothers and sisters, that's what goes a lot in politics too. And in business. It's just about money. Money, money, money. We worship money. Money is our king. That's the real king of the world. Right now in our current state. It's very sad. It's very disgusting. It's very horrible. That all it's boiled down to is money. That I get money for this, you know. It's very sad. So we have a lot to pray for. But we're responsible. God is waiting for us, right? And, you know, we start Advent. The Christmas season starts next weekend, too. So I encourage you, maybe it's time to really experience true freedom, you know, because in a few years, you know, maybe your candidate doesn't win or whatever, you know. Or, you know, things change in your job or anything like that. Christ is the answer, my friends. Christ is truly the answer. And so he is the firstborn of the dead. And we find Christ to be our center. Christ is our center and our answer. And Christ is the head. Head of our church, head of our households. And also he is the blessed peacemaker. You know, see what's happening, you know, see what's happening in the world, the turmoil that's in the world. You know, sometimes I look at Greece, not that I want to pick on Greece or anything like that, but the civilization has been around, and Egypt too. These civilizations, these countries have been around forever, for thousands of years, and still, politically, socially, they can't get it right because they've all fallen away from Christ. They've all fallen away from the church. They've all lost themselves. And what's it all about, bottom line? Money and power. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. But it's something that we are doing. See? So it takes courage to do this. It takes courage to follow Jesus Christ. It takes courage to, check your ego and your pride at the door and say, you know what? I'm not going to be number one anymore. I'm not going to act like I'm number one anymore, because there's always somebody bigger and better than you are. There's always somebody else who's got more money than the next person. But let us go into the gospel reading. So that's for Colossians. But I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to pray. Start to pray. You know, whether your candidate won or lost or whatever, you know, put politics 15th or 20th on your list of most important things to do. Stop watching so much news. You know, reject the earthly culture, which is a joke. It's terrible. You know, everything based in money, everything based in, you know, stuff, you know, and even the social media stuff, you know, people whose lives are being destroyed, you know, they make one comment, one wrong comment, one way or the other, you know, left or right, good or bad, and their family, they're attacked just mercilessly, you know. This is not good, my friends. This is not good. This is very bad. And we must turn away from it. You know, we must unplug from some of these things and really, focus our lives back towards Jesus Christ, towards this real way of life, of living. And so in today's gospel, from Luke 23, 35 through 43. This is the reading, one of the readings has been read in past years on Good Friday. See? So Christ is telling us, not only what the good king does, what the honorable man or woman does, is dies for the other, right? We die ourselves. And that this judgment, this time of judgment, is going to come before all of us. You know, we're going to be placed in this position someday. And, you know, hopefully we take the good position that the good thief takes, because, you know, we're all guilty, right? We're all guilty. We've all made mistakes. But, you know, this thief recognizes Jesus as the true king, because he says to Jesus, when you go into your kingdom, right? And Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise. You know, this man probably never spent a day in the church or the synagogue. Maybe he did. You know, but the whole point is this: am I willing to change? Faced with that today. But bigger than that, and even bigger thing than that, you know, is how we look at our lives. You know, what our lives are all about. And if it's all just about power and money, you know, if I measure my life just against the status quo of what the world says what's important, then I'm lost. And I ask you, my brothers and sisters, to try to regain yourself, regain your own dignity, regain your own families, unplug from the smartphone and watching the news all the time, and become a person of real peace, you know, because there's more peace than just, you know, laying down guns and things like that. There's the peace that's within our families too, that's very necessary. and to pray for our families and to reconcile with our brothers and sisters. And as we head towards the holiday, Thanksgiving, as we go to our parents' homes or we go to relatives' homes, let us be in prayer on our way there. Let us not get involved in arguments and fights over petty things. And I do mean petty things. You know, like what, all the things that go on, to be just a talking mouthpiece, just like the TV set. End up talking, just sounding just like the TV set. So let us, you know, really try to see if I have that thankfulness. And really to reflect on this, you know, if I was on the cross next to Christ, would I recognize him? Would I recognize him? Or have I gone so far away? Have I drifted so far away from the answer, which is the cross, the crucifix? The crucifix with the corpus on there, with all the gruesomeness of that death. Have I drifted so far away from that, insulated myself away from that, that I've lost the true meaning of even my own life, of even my existence and who I'm supposed to be as a man or a woman in this world? And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the church is pointing this out to us and saying, go to me, come to me, come to Jesus, come back to church, come back to prayer. Be healed. Be reconciled. Have a Thanksgiving like no other Thanksgiving, where you truly practice those words of being thankful and being giving. Giving of yourself. Giving of your whole self. Even to the death of your own self. See? So my brothers and sisters, may Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving. May God richly bless you.